Reading this morning is Isaiah chapter 61. This is from the ESV version, so there is a slight difference. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Father God, as we think of those words, we pray that you'll speak to our hearts through them.
Good morning, church. Well, if you weren't here yesterday, you missed a treat. That's all I can say. You missed a treat. It was a good day. A good day just spending time seeking God, seeking after his spirit, and just God showed up in different ways, as we heard from Jean testifying this morning. And there are other testimonies, I know, that need to be brought, but we'll wait for the right timing of those to come. I wonder, have you ever ached? Have you ever felt that sense of aching in your body? Maybe it's quite appropriate. Maybe chilblains. Have you ever had chilblains? I remember as a child getting really bad chilblains after being out in the snow for far too long and then trying to put them on the radiator to warm them up. Oh, snow. Not a good idea. Or it may be that you've over-exercised and the muscles are really tight and stiff. Bradley's not in, so we can't ask him how he got on with his walk the other day. You got on okay, Debbie. Well done. Might be physical pain. It might be childbirth. It might be just flu. Have you ever had flu? And the aching that comes with that. Or illness, just that sense that you feel completely washed out and battling whatever's attacking your body. But I wonder if you've ever ached for something. In other words, you've had a desire for something so badly that it's caused you to have sleepless nights about it. You've dreamt about it. It fills your headspace 24/7. Is that sense that you're pining and longing or yearning for that something to come into being? Have you ever been in that place? Some people have. Well, I have. I was writing this out. I remember as a child, I longed for a racing bike. I used to have a chopper. You remember the old choppers? Long handles and that. I longed for this. Yeah, you got three of you. Oh, very good. You had three. Well, I longed for this racing bike, you know, with the drop curved handlebars, having five gears. I don't know how many you can get now, 20 plus, I think, isn't it, Lester? But five gears, that was awesome, because the bike I own only had three. And I used to go to bed dreaming about this bike. And the sense that I'd also get the latest catalogue from the bike shop, and I would study it each day, just looking at it, thinking, oh, that's the one I really want. And then I'd go and try and convince my parents that this would be the best thing for me. It would save them bus fare. It would save them being a taxi and trying to convince them that this was a really good thing to do. It just took over that sense of longing for something that I really wanted, and I knew it was a good idea, but depended on somebody else. You'll probably notice from my title from the notice sheets today, it's Come Holy Spirit. I wonder where you are with God this morning. You know, we know that we can't separate Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, we call that the Trinity, don't we? We can't separate them because God's love is revealed through Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God's love for us is made perfect through them. We might not be able to see Jesus now because he sits at the right hand of the Father, but the Spirit now intercedes for us so that we can know God in all his fullness because of that same Spirit. So where are you with God this morning? Are you in that place where it's a bit dry and a bit difficult? Not sure where God is? Not quite sure really. Or is it that, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with God. It's good. It's fine. I'm doing my daily readings. I'm praying. But yeah, it's not just, it's okay. But yeah. Or are you at the opposite extreme? You're fired up and you're full of the Spirit and you're just exuding God. And it's just an amazing experience. And there's a whole scale, isn't there, that we can swing from. A bit like a swingometer, isn't it? You can swing depending on where you are in your circumstances. Now, I can't say it depends on God, because it doesn't. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if God is the same, then the changeable factor has to be us. Am I right in that conclusion? Good. Okay. So, if we're not in that place of fully sold out for God, and I don't think you're that, actually, it's good to have the swingometer. It's good because actually experiencing the various swings of where we believe we are with God at any point in time should cause us, as disciples of God, to come back to him and say, Lord, I'm in that place where actually I'm just not sensing you. I'm just not in that connected place. Just as we heard from Jean this morning. That was lovely, Jean. Thank you. She just needed that moment just to stop and receive and God blessed. And there are times where we need that. There are other times where we are, it's okay, we're trundling along nicely and it's all right. God is okay, he's good, and I'm loving it. But I'd love to experience that mountaintop again. I'd love to experience that elation that I get with just meeting with him. Do you know what I mean? And it's good that we take time to push through to that place where God, where the atmosphere between us and God is really thin. I call it a thin place. Where that sense that we could just reach out an arm and God is there. And he just wants to grab hold. Now, on a Sunday morning, it's really quite difficult sometimes to get to that place. Because we're all at different places. I was sharing with June yesterday that when you're in a conference or a conference type setting, there is a sort of an expectation that we come to seek after God. And I'm not sure that expectation is always here on a Sunday morning. That's a bit of a hard thing to say, isn't it, really? But we come with baggage, don't we? We each come with that sense of burden of the life that we live and the stuff that we carry around with us. Whether that's upset, whether that's been hurt, whether that's in a place because work is really tough at the moment, or whether there's a sense of uncertainty over your life, whether that's through finance or illness or family situation. We come with this stuff that we have to deal with, don't we, before God. But coming in that place where God is, my notes have gone out the window this morning, so we'll just see where this goes. But that sense as we come, we know that God is our burden bearer. Does that make sense? You know, what does it talk about? His yoke being easy and light. And what because his burden is easy and light, what do we need to do? We need to come and lay down the burdens at the cross. So I don't know whether you managed to do that this morning. You've been able to do that? Have you been able to come and let go and let God? To bring to that place where we can just say, Lord, I'm carrying this, but I just need to give it to you. I just need to let go. So that actually, in that letting go, I come to that place of being open to receive from you. Because when you can't pick anything else up if your hands are already full with the baggage of the stuff that you're carrying. You got to let go so that you can pick up the good stuff that God wants you to carry. I'll do that again. You've got to let go of the stuff that we're carrying so that you can pick up the stuff that God wants you to pick up. God's word says about those who are hungry and thirsty after him. That sense that, you know, there are times in me where there is a longing, a really fervent longing for more of the Lord. And there are times when that's not so pressing. There's a sense that God wants to encourage us to seek after him, no matter circumstance or situation. And as we do that, as we heard from John and just that short analogy that he gave with a picture of the door, as we push through, God answers our prayer. He might not always answer it in the way that we think it should be answered, but he answers our prayer. He answers it with the positive and the affirmative because he loves us. So where you are struggling this morning, or if you're struggling or in that place that you just need to let go, I just want to create a bit of space right now to do that before I move on. Is that okay? So I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes. Father, Lord, you know us completely. You know, Lord, circumstance and situation that we're in right now. You know where our feelings are. You know where our emotions are. And Lord, we just want to come, Lord, and say that we need you in the midst of these. Father, would you help us just right now, just to lay down those things that we're carrying. And just in the quiet, I just encourage you just to do that. Just speak them out and lay them down to God. Father, as we lay these down, Father, help us, Lord, not only to let go of them and trust them with you, but Lord, fix our gaze upon you. That in the letting go, Lord, we're saying, come and fill us afresh this morning. Come and touch our lives again today. Because, Father, Lord, we're in that need of you. We're in that place, Lord, that we need you to minister. You are the one who brings healing. You are the one who pours your spirit out and brings wholeness back into our lives. And we pray, Spirit of God, would you move right now? Hear our prayer. Amen. Psalm 42 starts off with these words, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for my God, or after you, depending on which version you read. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. Is that you this morning? Is your spirit, your very inner person, wanting to see God, wanting to experience God afresh today? And then Psalm 63, at the beginning of that psalm, it says, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In the dry and parched land where there is no water, I'm longing for you. We've been reading through the Old Testament and we're in wading through 2 Chronicles. It does feel a bit of a wade at times. But just struck by the stories of the number of kings that start really well. There's an abundance because they cry out to God, they follow his ways, and yet, after a short period of time, they fall away. They start to trust in their own strength and not in God. They stop listening to the prophet who speaks and gives advice. They stop that sense of just recognizing that God was with them and they had success. And now they start to trust in their own pride and in their own resources. And God, and they soon mess up. And God then withdraws his blessing. I wonder sometimes, as I was reflecting on that, do we do the same? Do we go along, and with this great intensity, there's, you know, it might be that you've been to a conference and you've come back, maybe Spring Harvest or New Wine, whatever it might be. You come back and you're all on fire for God. And then life circumstances start to kick in. And then, you know, we just start dipping and falling away. It happens. Being real, it does happen, doesn't it? But I just would long us to know the power of God's love afresh this morning. Because it's the only thing that will change us, isn't it? I can speak till I'm blue in the face. It's not me that's going to do that. It's God. It's God's Spirit. But we've got to be in that place where we say, Lord, I surrender all that I am. I bow the knee before you. We've sung about that consuming fire of God. Fall afresh on me. That sense that actually, God, it's up to you, but I avail myself of you. Do you long for God to move? Is that something that's deep within you, that you long for that? Or are you just in that place, well, I'm happy, thank you very much, it doesn't matter, well, let it pass by. I would say the Spirit of God longs to meet with you. The Spirit of God wants to move in power over each of our lives, but he will not force himself on us. Because he doesn't do that. God wants and waits to be invited. And I believe the Spirit of God wants to touch afresh. Where we're dry, where we're barren, where we've been in that place where God has seemed so distant. God wants to break through that and touch afresh this morning. You know that if I could bottle the Spirit of God and give it to you as a tonic, I'd probably make a fortune. But to be fair, we need the Spirit of God. You know, we're all leaky vessels, aren't we? We all leak in some shape or another. And we need that fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. I can't do it on my own. It has to be in partnership with God. And you have to be in partnership with God to want that. I can rave all I like about it and how wonderful it is and how beautiful God is, but unless you grasp that and say, Lord, I hear what Simon's saying and I want to taste some of that, you'll never experience it. That is the bottom line, isn't it? Really. You see, coming together Sunday by Sunday by Sunday and seeking God is an awesome thing to do. You know, God is awesome, isn't he? God is awesome. And I just think sometimes we need to remind ourselves how good God is. How awesome is the power of God's love that affects us. You know, it might be less than 5% of the population have a living relationship with God, but you are part of that five. And when the Spirit of God moves and we're in that place to avail ourselves of God's Spirit, wow. I'm just going to pray because I'm not sure where to go now. Father, Lord, Father, hear our cry because we need you. I need you. We need you. Father, there are times when we struggle on in our own strength. When we struggle on in our own way of doing things. And yet, Lord, your cry to us is come and just bow the knee. Lord, help us to respond to that cry this morning. Help us just to hear what the Spirit is saying this morning to us individually. Father, we need you. We need you more than we dare to admit to ourselves, I think. Come, Holy Spirit, just fall right now, we pray. Come and increase that sense of your presence right now. If you're in that place of wanting to receive, I just invite you to hold out your hands. Just as though in a position of wanting, Lord, just pour on me. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, hear our cry, Lord. Hear that inner yearning. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Come and drink. Come and allow your parchedness, your thirst to be quenched. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher. Lord, your word says that it will not return empty, but it will turn fulfilled to you. Allow your truth to pierce our hearts this morning. Allow us to know, Father, that presence that comes as we dwell with you. If you're not sensing God this morning, then I'd encourage you just to continue to ask. Just continue to seek him. Matthew tells us, Jesus of Teachers tells us that when you ask, seek, and knock, God will respond. I'd written a load of stuff on my iPad this morning, but I just don't feel it's appropriate. Yes, Lord. Yeah. We do bring Elaine to you, Father. Lord, she's not able to be with us this morning, but we pray, Father, that as she is at home, Father, that you would bring comfort to her. Especially, Lord, as radiotherapy and the torment of that will be coming upon her soon. Father, we pray that she would know that enabling power of your Spirit at this time. And to be with Peter as he journeys with her. We pray, Lord, that they would know that sense of your love and presence in these days ahead. We started with those words that from Isaiah that Eric brought to us. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Is that a promise that, and a reality that you claim for yourself this morning? That the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on you. As children of God, that's what he said, that you can receive. Will you receive it this morning? Our time is coming to an end this morning, but if you want to stay in this place just to be still and receive, then I pray that people that want to chat will go next door and that you can still be in that place of wanting to receive God. But I'm going to draw us to a close now. We're not going to sing our final hymn but I just really sense that God still has business to do this morning with some of you. Don't rush ahead. Don't rush off. But just be in that place of being open and dwell from him. Dwell with him. If you want prayer, there's people about that will pray for you. But let's just be serious with God today. It's easy just to flick back into normal life, isn't it? And think, oh, Sunday lunch is waiting or whatever it is. But let's not rush away from this moment. Okay, I'm just going to close us in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that, Lord, that we've been able to spend this time together this morning with you. Father, we pray that as we continue to seek after you, that you would meet us where we're at. And as we go out of this place today, may we go in the knowledge that you go with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, and that in that, Father, we are carriers of your grace and of your light. Help us to be radiant for the kingdom of God this week. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're able, just grab the hand of the person next to you and let's just share the grace sitting down. We won't stand up. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.